This is Wade Vrathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The 120 Brazilians who use WhatsApp, the smartphone messaging application that is owned by Facebook, have been deluged with political messages, much of it false, including one that says, "Vote for number 17, Lula da Silva, the Workers' Party," except number 17 is his opponent, the right-wing conservative. The CDC says the total fertility rate in the U.S., a theoretical figure that estimates the number of births a woman will have in her lifetime, fell by 18% from 2007 to 2017 in large metropolitan areas, 16% in smaller metropolitan areas, and 12% in rural communities. A similar downturn holds for white, black, and Hispanic women. Trump administration was caught in another dust-up to assign a political appointee from HUD to become the Inspector General at the Interior Department, seemingly in order to curtail current investigations into financial irregularities by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Congresswoman and former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was heckled and called a communist in a campaign event in Miami that the Washington Post said was organized by Nelson Diaz, the chairman of the Republican Party in Miami-Dade County. According to emails posted online by radio host Grant Stern and show, some protesters with Proud Boys gear, a far-right hate group, according to the Southern Poverty Legal Center. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation is scrutinizing how a collection of activists and pundits intersected with WikiLeaks, the website the U.S. officials say was the primary conduit for publishing material stolen by Russia, according to people familiar with the matter. Treasury Department designated nearly 9,000 census tracts as opportunity zones to qualify for tax breaks spread across urban and rural areas, including almost all of Puerto Rico. Nearly 35 million Americans live in the zones, which have higher poverty and unemployment rates than the rest of the country, according to the Treasury Department. Developers have been planning projects that would qualify for the incentive, including a Marriott hotel in Arizona, affordable housing in Los Angeles, and a 22-story office building and hotel in New York's Washington Heights neighborhood. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Vrathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.